This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're still looking into the cause of a tragic house fire that broke out in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday morning. The home being used is a round-the-clock daycare center. Five little children were killed, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. A friend of one of the victims, John Barkarski, says when he heard the news, he gave his own children a kiss.
When I seen this on the news in the morning, first thing I did, they were still sleeping yet, and I still picked them up and grabbed them, hugged them, and gave them a kiss.
Prosecutors say they're considering seeking the death penalty against an escaped Tennessee prisoner accused of murdering a prison administrator last week. Curtis Watson was recaptured yesterday morning in Henning after he was on the run for 5 days, accused of killing Tennessee Department of Corrections official Deborah Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. Use my promo code USA. And remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
It's the 2-year anniversary of deadly violence at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a counter-protester was killed and dozens of others injured when James Alex Fields Jr. drove his vehicle into a crowd at the end of the rally. At least two investigations are underway into the death of convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell in New York City over the weekend. One of those investigations ordered by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And
during her appearance on Fox News Sunday, Conway also responded to questions about President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of Epstein.
The president just wants everything to be investigated.
Epstein found dead in his jail cell at a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan of an apparent suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. military identifying a soldier killed in Iraq over the weekend. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Scott Copenhafer died in northern Iraq while accompanying Iraqi forces fighting ISIS. He was 35 years old from Mancos, Colorado. The Pentagon explaining that his death came, quote, after being engaged by enemy small arms fire. An investigation is underway into his death. The NFL Steelers wide receivers coach unexpectedly died over the weekend. Darryl Drake was 62. Head coach Mike Tomlin saying Drake had a tremendous impact on him and also described him as an amazing husband, father, and grandfather. And former Pitt Panther and Arizona Cardinal Larry Fitzgerald wrote on social media he's heartbroken and couldn't put into words the impact that Drake had on him. Before the pros, he'd spent 8 years as a coach at his alma mater, Western Kentucky. Also as Georgia, Baylor, and Texas coaches, Drake was in his second year with the Steelers, having previously worked with the Cardinals and Bears in the NFL. No cause of death has been released. And the reclusive author J.D. Salinger's books are going digital, the late author's classic novel Catcher in the Rye among them. His son is putting them up. And this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, after all, you know, if we're paying all this money for a government, $3 trillion, $3.5 trillion, why shouldn't we get our money's worth, right? But first of all, we've got to, get out of denial and realize that we're spending a lot of money and getting little in return here. So it's up to we, the people, to do something about it because, after all, last time I checked, the Constitution was clear. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. So if we're not getting what we expect, we only have ourselves to blame, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking with Alex Newman, as CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. He is an award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant, written a wide array of publications in the U.S. and abroad. And I will say, Alex, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here talking about one of my favorite topics, public education. And what? In fact, we were just talking about this earlier with Bruce Thatcher, one of our historian professors and experts. And I said that this has been a progressive journey since the turn of the century. You know, progressives knew that if they could take over public education, that they would have their way. And boy, I'll tell you, who would have thought? 100 plus years later. We have the education system brought to you by the progressives, and how do you like me now?
It's very few people even realize that, Bill, unfortunately, but that's the reality. The government education system that we have in America today was set up to do precisely what it is doing right now, indoctrinating our children and preparing them to basically live under socialism, to replace our form of government. And the guys who created this, like people like John Dewey, were very clear about what they were doing, but we don't even have to speculate, and they got their way. That's what we're seeing today. We've got the polling data shows most of our young people today consider themselves to be socialist, and this would have been inconceivable even a generation ago, but yet now we see it's accelerating. The kids don't even know what bathroom they should go into anymore. The government's data shows half of them can't even read. So we have a major problem. I say it's an existential threat to our nation, to our freedoms, and we have to address this if we hope that our republic and our self-government and our liberties will survive.
Right. Alex, I would almost agree with you that in terms of it being an existential threat, but I think it's beyond that because it's here in the homeland. I mean, it's so inculcated into our culture. This has been a systematic plan of attack And here they are. I mean, and we're trying to fight it with other forms of education to overcome it, and they're fighting tooth and nail, and they like all the money that they're getting, and they like having control. But, you know, let's go back and historically talk about how they went through this process. And one of the key elements for them to overcome was they needed to get religion out of school. And they were able to do that in the 60s, get the Ten Commandments out of there, and look what has happened as a result of it. But for some reason, people cannot seem or have any desire to connect the dots between a sense of spirituality and acknowledgement of God and the children in the classrooms today.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most important problems with the school system is that they've replaced Christianity, they've replaced moral truths from the Bible with this false religion that John Dewey believed in. And, you know, to his credit, John Dewey actually was quite honest about the fact that this was his religion. He in fact, described himself as a religious humanist because he was honest enough to recognize that it takes a lot of faith to believe this nonsense. And then he wrote in his religious humanist manifesto, the very first plank was that we believe the universe is self-existing and not created. And so they rejected offhand the Ten Commandments. They rejected the idea of right and wrong. They rejected, of course, the idea of God-given rights. If you don't believe in God, you can't believe that your rights come from God, that they are inalienable, and the government, therefore, cannot remove them. So the implications of this false religion that's being taught to all of our children at our expense as taxpayers are enormous, right? I mean, that's why we see kids, I think, shooting each other today. You know, they don't know the difference between right and wrong. They think there is no purpose to life. They're just, you know, a big cosmic accident, and that's all there is to it. So the implications of this are very, very dangerous. The Supreme Court, one of the dissenting justices actually pointed out that this, you know, this new system was actually the establishment of a national religion, the religion of secularism. It was Justice Potter Stewart who pointed that out. And we need to get back to an understanding of this because our children are being destroyed, not just academically, but as you mentioned, spiritually and morally. And the consequences of this are going to be and have been absolutely devastating.
Well, and as you say, we have become a culture of death. You know, the kids that are surviving today are growing up knowing that, you know, maybe one, two, maybe more of their siblings have died to abortion. And how do they reconcile that? For a minute I'll think about it, but I need three more hours here on my video game, you know, blowing up cars and, you know, killing people in my video games. And then we wonder why the kids are so, not so much antithetical as much as it is more blasé about life.
Precisely. And, you know, another one of the interesting things having to do with religion and this lack of morality is we are now moving toward a system. In fact, the United Nations will tell you loudly, clearly, and proudly that they want the education system to shape the spirituality of children. In fact, in 2016, they adopted a global action plan for education for the whole world where they said schools must shape the spirituality of children. But obviously, they're not talking about Christianity. They're not talking about biblical religion or teaching kids the Ten Commandments. If you actually look at what they're talking about, again, we don't have to speculate. They've told us. You know, to give you a brief example, the UNESCO, the UN's education agency, has what they call their World Core Curriculum. It's very much along the idea of Common Core. You're going to have these basic standards that all schools need to teach. And this World Core Curriculum was written by a guy, the Assistant Secretary General of the UN, called Robert Mueller, and he wrote a teacher's manual for this. And
that would be the other Robert Mueller, not this Robert Mueller, right?
Exactly. No relation to the special counsel. Yeah, there's something about that name, right?
Right, exactly.
But he wrote in the foreword to these global standards, and you can read them all on the UN's website. You can go down to your local library and get the teacher's manual. But he said that the underlying philosophy upon which they're based will be found in the teaching set forth in the books of Alice Bailey by the Tibetan teacher Dalai Lama. Well, to most Americans, that means absolutely nothing. But the leadership of the United Nations knows exactly who Alice Bailey is. She was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. Mm-hmm. They've changed the name since then. It's now called the Lucis Trust. They still believe the same stuff. And, you know, if you want to get a sense of this, just pick up Alice Bailey's book. She claimed to be in communication with these spiritual entities, and they would write these books like Education in the New Age. And she would openly talk about, hey, we're going to have Marxism, and we're going to implement the ideas of John Dewey. It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy, but here it is in a theater and classroom near you today, and this is what this, you know, our kids are being raised with and the next generation is being controlled by. That is insane, but if there's no pushback from reasonable people, you know, progressives will continue to progress, right?
That's exactly right.
Alex Newman is with us, and our conversation will continue right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay. Hey, we need everybody to join in, okay? As Lou Euler would say, got to man your own oars, okay? We need you manning your oar. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, award-winning international journalist, educator, and author, continues with us. And we're talking public education, a vehicle to undermine freedom. Some people think, Alex, that this is something that is only progressed in the last several decades, but as you and I discussed in the initial opener of this, of the segment, was that this actually started well over 100 years ago. And you mentioned you mentioned John Dewey, who is, I guess, the acknowledged father of public education, which is kind of amazing because when you consider his background. I mean, how many people had to be asleep at the wheel to allow somebody with this kind of vision and worldview to take over the public educational system?
It really is quite amazing, Bill, how the American people allowed that to happen. Because, again, we don't have to speculate about what he believed. I mean, this is a guy who went to the Soviet Union for inspiration. I mean, he wrote these glowing articles in the New Republic about how wonderful the Soviet education system was because it was filling these children with what he described as a collectivistic mentality. And, you know, that is not the kind of person you want educating, shaping the mind, the heart, the soul of your child. And yet that's exactly what happened. And it goes back even further than that. One of the things that I'm doing right now, we've got a special report we did in the New American Magazine called Rescuing Our Children. And so one of the big things we focused on in this report, we have a whole article in there about the history of this. And it's true, John Dewey is universally regarded as he's started the founding father of our public education system. But the history goes back even further. In fact, before Dewey, there was a guy called Horace Mann. And while Dewey looked to the Soviet Union for his inspiration, Horace Mann actually got this whole idea of government schools from the Prussian dictatorship. So he had been to Prussia and he saw what the Prussian dictatorship was doing, basically education of the state by the state for the state, which, you know, people have to recognize. You know, today we have this idea that, well, of course government educates the children. Well, back then, that was extremely radical. That was revolutionary. And yet Horace Mann saw what the Prussians were doing. He loved it, and he brought it back to Massachusetts. And again, we find the same thing, right? He wanted the Bible out of schools. Mm-hmm. He pretended he was a Unitarian, so he rejected Christianity. He rejected the Bible, and he just had this nebulous conception of God. They said, you know, we should just get the Bible out of the schools. We'll still teach the kids right and wrong, but we don't need the Ten Commandments or any of that. And he also was, you know, the equivalent of a socialist today. I don't know if he used that word to describe himself, but if you read his writings, which I encourage people to do, you see he had this philosophy that everybody should receive the exact same education because he thought this would equalize all men, to quote him directly. And, you know, frankly, free people don't need to all have the exact same education. They don't need to all learn the exact same thing in the exact same way at the exact same age. And yet this is the genesis of our public school system. And Americans just, you know, we just accept this as being what it is. But we really should be asking questions about the origins of this, because when you look, it's very disturbing.
Interesting that it was there in Massachusetts, because in that area, of course, you had the New England Primer, that 70-page booklet that I'm sure you have read through, which was absolutely brilliant and was used in, you know, the early classrooms, which was, you know, which accommodated, you know, foundational Christian principles. And you consider what they were able to effectively do with that 70-page booklet compared to the massive books that are out, and you might want to go back to that New England Primer, right?
It is so amazing. You see, you know more education than probably 99.999 out of 100 people. I'm just amazed that you know, because very few people know these things. Right. This simple little tool, you get it at the general store, parents could use it on the farm, in a matter of months, the kids could be reading the King James Bible. And yet, today, we spent $150,000, and these poor kids graduating from high school can't even read their diploma. What in the world happened? And, exactly. You know, you're right about the lessons in these, you know, the New England Primer and the Blueback Speller. The moral lessons, while the kids were learning how to read, were just amazing. You know, you open it up and you read that in Adam's fall, we sinned all. So the kids were getting important moral truths and theological truths while they were learning how to read. And, you know, by the time they were 12, they'd be learning Latin and how to translate from Hebrew to Greek and, you know, political science and this kind of stuff. And you compare it to what the kids are learning today, you almost can't even believe it. I mean, you think you woke up in an alternative universe, and yet
exactly.
That's what we're dealing with today.
Yeah, what have we progressed to? All in the name of progress, right?
Yeah, the exact opposite of progress. It's disappointing and depressing beyond measure.
But this is what socialism and all those isms do. I mean, historically, you look back and you see, it's a mediocritization of a society. And at every turn, and not to mention the fact in the wake of socialism comes death. Not only spiritual, but actual death. I mean, there's bodies lying in the wake of socialism in every country that has embraced it, thinking initially, this seems like a fair and a good idea, but you talk about selling your soul.
That's exactly right, and that's what I'm trying to tell people. You know, I'm on a national speaking tour right now. I happen to be in Texas. I've got 6 speeches here over the next few days, and that's what I'm trying to explain to people. Our children are being turned into little socialists, and we know how this movie ends, right?
Yes.
You wonder how it ends. You could take a short flight down to Venezuela today and take a look.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating their pets. The average Venezuelan has lost 25 pounds. You have people dying from lack of basic medicines. You have political prisoners and torture and concentration camps. You know, we've seen this over and over and over again. How in the world did they convince over half of our young people to become socialists? How in the world did we get millions of young Americans who think we're going to save the planet from cow flatulence with the Green New Deal global socialism?
Right.
It's unbelievable, and yet we are barreling forward toward that future right now. If we don't deal with it, you know, unless there's some kind of miracle, it is practically inevitable that as older Americans who are more conservative, more traditional die off, these younger Americans who are socialists and humanists move on up in the world, we are going to end up facing horrors just like every other nation that has embraced these ideas. So it's an existential threat. We're hoping
right.
People will get copies of the special report we did, help us distribute it so we can sound the alarm and get it stopped. And that's at thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren.
Mm-hmm.
People can get, you know, 100 copies, give it to your pastor, to your neighbors, and help us get the word out, because if we don't address this, we're going to lose every one of these other battles, and that means our country, our freedoms, everything we hold dear is going to be gone.
Well, as Ronald Reagan said, it's, you know, the democracy that we live in is not passed in the bloodstream. You know, it must be passed on, you know, traditionally and through education to the next generation. You cannot take it for granted, and I think in many ways, I mean, we've been fighting these antithetical forces that are well entrenched, all in the name of public education. They've been empowered. They've been defended by the government after all the money that's going in. And whenever you ask the reasonable question, because we are capitalists, where's the return on investment? Then you get a lot of, you get a lot of double talk and, and then you're accused of being, being a rebel rouser and, you know, all that sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is that, we need to hold them accountable for all the money. I mean, this is the people's money that they have been able to, to grab a hold of, and what they're, what we're paying for, Alex, is not what the people expected. I mean, if they really realized, and I think more and more as parents and grandparents are looking into, what their kids are being taught and the kind of educational materials and the books that they're being given, I mean, they're shocked in today's society, because, like you said, the kids are confused over which bathroom to go under. We've got, we've got storytellers coming in, just exacerbating the gender confusion even more so. This is what our kids are being indoctrinated with.
That's right, and God help us. Hope everybody out there is getting involved in this fight. Everything is aligned. Thank you so much for having me on the program, Bill.
Well, again, I want you to remind everybody where they can go to get their hands on the report, because we need to get this distributed. We need to go all in on this, Alex.
Thank you. you so much. It's thenewamerican.com/rescuingourchildren. People can order in bulk, get the PDF, whatever you'd like to do, and we really encourage and hope we'll help get involved in this fight.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan, the year, how much did you borrow, the amount, and what is the interest rate, percentage? Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're still looking into the cause of a tragic house fire that broke out in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday morning. The home being used is a round-the-clock daycare center. Five little children were killed, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. A friend of one of the victims, John Varkarski, says when he heard the news, he gave his own children a kiss.
When I seen this on the news in the morning, first thing I did, they were still sleeping yet, and I still picked them up and grabbed them, hugged them, and gave them a kiss.
Prosecutors say they're considering seeking the death penalty against an escaped Tennessee prisoner accused of murdering a prison administrator last week. Curtis Watson was recaptured yesterday morning in Henning after he was on the run for 5 days, accused of killing Tennessee Department of Corrections official Deborah Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. They are the leading grassroots taxpayer lobby. Lou, welcome to the show as always. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, thank you. Great to be with you as usual.
Well, Lou, it's not like this is your first rodeo. You've been around politics and government for a long time. You've served we the people very loyally and faithfully, and we appreciate all the hard work. But I got to tell you, the knuckleheadedness of the political environment these days is just, up about on my last nerve. I don't know about you, but more and more Americans across the country that I speak with, they've had it with this resistance and the hate speech that's getting in the way of America's success.
Yes. Now, these tragedies in Texas and Ohio, these shootings, et cetera, but you know what the mass media has overlooked is, while these very unfortunate situations have been occurring every single weekend and every single month in the cities of Baltimore and Chicago and all the rest, controlled by the Democrat Party for years, there are more people killed and wounded each day just by gun violence there. And by absurdities in the way in which they have been populations in those cities, equaling and exceeding the individual massacres that we all detest.
Exactly. Well, and also the other thing, and the reason it doesn't fit into the narrative, because it's not with an AR-15 or some so-called assault rifle as they would identify it. Most of those are by handguns.
That's right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So this is the problem. The narrative that fits the propaganda machine of the left, sadly, is which has become the mainstream media. I mean, at a time when we really need unity, they talk unity, but they don't do unity. Not from the language that comes from these aspiring Democratic candidates, for example, running for president. The inflammatory language that comes from Beto O'Rourke and even Joe Biden as the former vice president of the United States. I mean, there is a total loss of civility and dignity amongst politicians today. And what's going to happen, Lou, I'm telling you, the young people are looking at this and going, you know, these guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. And they're going to, in terms of respect that was previously given to the office, has been degenerated.
There's no question. And, of course, as has been pointed out, the social media has been playing a role that's below the horizon for most people, for most of us, in changing the attitudes and outlook of the young people, many of whom are addicted to, you know, Facebook and all the rest of these things and spend days and weeks on these. And are adversely influenced. That's now what is beginning to surface, is that some of the social media is itself feeding the unrest that leads to these kinds of problems.
Well, there's a systemic issue. There's no question. I've spoken with many, you know, psychiatrists and experts in this field, and they talk about the the demasculation of men and the hate speech towards men and what they've tried to do to them. This has been going on for a long time, this toxic masculinity, as they call it now. And in the fact of the matter is, just like in other segments of our society, when they feel like they're being unfairly, you know, pigpiled on, and there's a lie out there that is the predominant narrative, they get frustrated and strike out. And there is so much about what's going on in our culture today. It's a lot deeper, and I think it's bigger than what politicians and any one group of humanoids can do, because in my humble opinion, Lou, this is really, I mean, this is a fight against evil. This is good and evil. And when you get down to good and evil, you cannot do it with man-made ideas. I mean, these are, you know, the way to combat it is from a spiritual sense, and this has to be some serious soul-searching that must take place. Our founding fathers understood this, and through the ages, philosophers and people who knew morality was foundational to the health of a society understand it. And we've abandoned moral principles, and we're off the rails right now, and we're reaping what we have sown. And we need to get our acts together to where, you know, men can be men again, boys can be boys, girls can be girls, women can be women, and we can live life the way our founding fathers, set it up for us, that we would, by the grace of God, have a right for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And right now, on those measures, America is none too happy.
You're absolutely right, and it is time for a restoration of the historic and classical Christian values that of Western civilization that were the foundation of the American experience. And then we have to go positive instead of negative. We have to start talking about the policies and the future that is can be so bright. If we follow the right tax reform programs like, you know, you and I have talked about so many times, and what is happening with the economy, wealth creation by the economic growth that is being induced, all the positive sides of the American experience are what we need to emphasize now and get the corral the media of the left that mm-hmm. seems intent upon denigrating America every single day.
Well, the fact of the matter is there's enough evidence out there, and this is what is in conflict and why they continue to thrust this huge lie upon us, because, you know, their propaganda does not bear out in the face of a robust economy where people are making more money than ever. Lou, it goes back to what you said early on, and we've been talking about this, and I love how you captured it, and that is that we must man our own oars. We must man up and woman up. You know, we all have oars in this program, and we have all our oars have to be in the water, and we have to, like any ship going in a direction, we have to be determined and focused on the direction in which we're heading. And also, if we are manning our oars, we're going to be about our business, our business that is for individual concerns, for corporate concerns, and it will serve us well. But if we much rather, you know, lie in the basement of our parents' homes and play video games, you know, what a waste of humanity and a waste of your life that that's what you're doing, you know?
You're so right, and you know the parallel to manning the oars is so on target. It's not only, as you and I have regularly taught, that is, we're adding more and more people who are along for the ride and handing them an oar so they're pulling their own weight. But remember, the oar-driven ship doesn't move in the water unless all of the oarsmen are pulling at the same time and at the same rate and listening to the call of pull, pull, pull. And that is what we have to get back to, as you've emphasized, is the unifying effects for the future of America. That's what we have to reinforce and reestablish as the anchor for our future.
Exactly. We're the home team. We're red, white, and blue. USA is on the front of our jerseys, Lou. And this is what people need to, again, you know, get their hands on and apprehend that concept that in unity there's power. It's disunity. And this is what has caused the confusion and the frustration in this country. And we need to, as soon as we can, for the sake of the next generation, for the sake of the people who are alive today, I mean, who wants to, at the end of the day, Lou, say shoulda, coulda, woulda, when right now is the time where we can be manning our oars, moving in the right direction, and doing well for all concerned. Lou, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
You bet. They can come to our website of limittaxes.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do
do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Got a real treat for you. This is a movie trailer that is grabbing a hold of people's hearts all over the country because it's based on a book. Came out a little over 10 years ago. Became a New York Times bestseller. The Art of Racing in the Rain is a novel by Garth Stein. Garth is with us. Yes, the incredible writer who... Let me give you a little tissue warning alert. Make sure you bring tissues because this is going to get to you, let me tell you, even more so than the trailer does. Garth, my first question is, as you were writing this book, because you're a dog lover, I mean, this must have grabbed your heart as well because, you know, your writing and the way you expressed yourself, I mean, was very deep. I mean, it wasn't just another dog story.
Well, I hope not. You know, I do get very emotional when I write. If anybody read the book and cried at any point, I guarantee you I cried more than that when I was writing it. So it's kind of a blathering mess, and no one should watch me write.
Well, but I could sense that. I mean, and of course, with the movie coming out on August the 9th, I mean, this has been a 9-10 year journey for you. I mean, did you, as you were writing this book, did you think that this was going to be on the big screen?
No, I didn't. I never really think about the movie aspect of a book when I write it. But I did kind of have a feeling that I was up to something special when I was writing the Book of Enzo. Mm-hmm. You know, I gave the first few pages to my wife. She's always my first reader, and she read them and said, "Enzo's going to go around the world." And sure enough, she was right again.
Well, not only around the world with the book, but then You know, you did an illustration of Enzo. We did Christmas stories. You know, Enzo has become a personality in and of himself, has he not?
Yes, he certainly has. The little kids' picture books are a lot of fun. Those are terrific, and I write those myself. You know, they talked about having a ghostwriter do it, and I said, mm-hmm. no, I'm going to do it. So all those have a good moral to the story. Little Enzo learns a lesson, and they're just kind of fun. I want to keep going with those because there's something so endearing about Enzo perpetually a puppy and little Zoe always being a little kid and going through some capers.
Exactly. Well, The Art of Racing in the Rain, based on the best-selling novel by Garth Stein, The Art of Racing in the Rain is a heartfelt tale narrated by a witty and philosophical dog named Enzo, as you gathered, voiced by Kevin Costner. How did you get Kevin Costner to do the voicing?
I just called him up and said, yo, Kev, no, just kidding. They called me and they said, oh, we have a special surprise, and he got on board. I guess he was a big fan of the book, and they approached him and said, would you do this? And he agreed. He's really terrific, and it's a real treat to have him in the movie because he brings that kind of sense of trust. You know, he comes with built-in trust.
Yes.
With the audience. Mm-hmm. And we need to trust Enzo because he's a dog, and he is telling us a story, you know, that we can see play out in front of us. So we have to have a relationship with his narrative voice that makes it believable, and I think Kevin really nails that.
Yeah, Enzo's one of those dogs that longs to be human, and probably is human in a sense. We've all had animals like this, like Enzo, and I guess maybe that's what we can relate to. And, of course, this follows Denny, who is Milo Ventimiglia from Gilmore Girls, and also This Is Us, an aspiring Formula One race car driver and the loves of his life, his wife Eve, their young daughter Zoe, and ultimately his true best friend Enzo himself, right?
It's a great cast of characters, and all the actors are fabulous. I mean, Amanda Seyfried acts her heart out, as does Milo. Milo is a terrific Danny. I mean, really, look, when I wrote the book, I think there was some magic involved with it, you know, because I wrote the first draft in 4 months and sent it to my agent, and he said, no, you can't do that. Throw this book away. And so I had to fire him and go find another agent and really kind of, you know, put my shoulder to it to make it happen, and it did happen, and it lived on the New York Times bestseller list for years, literally for years. And then the movie comes along, and I thought, oh, it's just going to go, it's just going to happen. But no, it took almost 10 years for the movie to get made. So it's a long game that we're playing, but it does work out in the end, and that kind of is true to the theme of the book. You know, it's a fairy tale, right? It's told from a dog's point of view, so it is a fairy tale, and what's wonderful is that in fairy tales, dreams come true.
Well, and as you say, the title of the film is a metaphor for learning how to navigate through the difficult times of life. So why shouldn't this book and the movie be the same thing, right?
It is. It is only just that I had to undergo some travails to get it done, you know. And I think it's a good message, both the theme of the book and my efforts to get it out there, I think are good. You know, if you believe in something, if something resonates in your heart, you've got to make the sacrifices and put in the effort to get it done. Whenever I go and do a community read program or talk to, you know, library systems and that kind of stuff, I always try and schedule a talk with a local high school because I think this is a message that's really important for high school kids to hear, especially, you know, in that age that's difficult where everybody is telling them what they should do. Everybody around them knows what's best for them. And, you know, Uncle Bob already screwed up his life. He doesn't get to screw up anybody else's life. So you can't do your life decisions based on what Uncle Bob wants you to do.
Right.
You've got to figure out what resonates with your heart and be true to that and make the sacrifices and do the work and get it done.
Do you see that today with the young kids that you talk to, that is the big obstacle for them right now is to know who they are, like Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true?
That's part of it, yeah, absolutely. It's also that they feel overwhelmed by too much, too many choices, and it's hard for them to sort of refine that, and sometimes you need help with that. But I do think that it's good when you know, I've got a 23-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 12-year-old, and when my 23-year-old wanted to go to college, he said, I want to go to music school, and this is the school I want to go to. He wanted to go to the Berklee College of Music, and it's an audition school, you know, and I sat him down and I said, look, bud, here's the deal. If you want to do that, your mom and I'll support you going to music school, but here's the thing. You've got to put in the effort and earn it, because they're taking you on your, on how good you are as a musician, so you better make the sacrifices. That means not going out on Friday nights and hanging out with your buddies, but staying home and practicing your music. Right. And he made those sacrifices, and he did it, and I think that that's, you know, that's the kind of ethic that I try to raise my family with, and I think it's worked out for me, you know?
Well, without a doubt, that's excellent advice, because today, as you say, because the options are so plentiful, sometimes kids don't know how to focus, and I can appreciate that, and so I agree with your perspective that in this current culture, there are so many options for these kids, wonderful options. The challenge is to find the right one that fits for you, right?
Oh, that's right, but that's why they should have mentors around them, like fathers or mothers or yes. uncles, you know, or teachers or clergy people. Somebody in their community has to act as a mentor to sit them down and to say, listen, let's be realistic about what your options are, and then let's talk about what your passions are, and let's see how we can bring them together.
Exactly. We're talking about Gar Stein. He is the author of the novel, The Art of Racing in the Rain, now a movie on the big screen. It's going to be coming to you on August the 9th. Garth, obviously you've had a chance to see the film. What was your reaction?
I cried.
Yeah.
No. It really was funny. I got to see it in the screening room with one of my sons down at the Fox Studios, and it was just the two of us in the room in the movie, and I was bawling. I tell you, I'm like an easy cry, trust me. And so right at the movie was over, and before the credits were even really into the credits, the lights came up, and Simon Curtis, our director, like got right in my face. He's like, "What did you think? What did you think?" And I'm like, "Simon, please, man, give me a minute. I'm crying here. I've got to dry my tears before I can tell you what I think." Yeah. So I was really moved by it. I think it's a wonderful film. I'm thrilled that it's out there and that Enzo's voice is going out. He's going out to meet more people, which is always fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing how his reception is with the rest of the world here coming up on the 9th.
Well, exactly. Now, what about the book and the movie? Is the movie true to the book for the most part?
Well, you know, here's the deal. The book is 360-some pages, and the movie is 90-some minutes. And so not everything can be put in, right? Things have to be made. Decisions have to be made. And I totally understand that. When this process was going on, all that I hoped was that the movie would be true to the heart and the spirit of the book. And I can say, after seeing it now three times, that I believe it is absolutely true to the spirit and the heart of the book, and so I'm very pleased with it.
How are families going to be impacted by this movie?
Well, I think it's going to be really profound for some families. I mean, there are some pretty intense moments in it, you know, but it's about a family coming together even through loss, and I think, and through grief and through all of these sorts of travails that one has to overcome. I think that it's a real uplifting story, and it's life-affirming.
Well, in the story, Denny is an aspiring Formula One race car driver. Did you ever race cars, not counting the times that you were trying to outrun the police? Just kidding.
Yes, I did. I raced for a number of years with Sports Car Club of America. I raced the Spec Miata class. I had a great time doing it. I met a lot of really wonderful people. I got to know the culture of the racetrack and all that. And so I thought it was perfect to be able to port that over into my story. The car world loves this book. They love the movie. And they love the movie. One of the things a car guy said to me the other day was, it's a movie that has racing in it, but it's not about racing. So that's kind of fun, because you can bring your whole family to it and no one's going to get bored because it's only about cars. He said, but the thing that the car world loves about it is that it's about racing and there are no gigantic, spectacular crashes in it.
Gar Stein, we got to call it a wrap right there. Thank you for your time. The Art of Racing in the Rain, coming to theaters August the 9th. Where can they go for more information?
They can check out, of course, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and there's my website, garthstein.com, and The Art of Racing in the Rain, themovie.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Barada, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Maybe not.